Now we'll turn to House District 30. This is another House district with no incumbent. The candidates are the Republican, Charisse Millette, and Linda Zog is the Democrat. Welcome to you both. Ms. Millette, if you'd go ahead, please, with the opening statement.
Thank you, and thank you to KAKM for hosting this forum. Also, I'd like to thank the residents of District 30, my friends and neighbors, who've been very supportive as I've gone door to door. I enjoy listening to your ideas and your concerns, and I'm listening, and I hope to keep that dialogue going with you. My husband, Curtis, and I have lived in District 30 for coming on 10 years, and we're lifelong Alaskans. We've raised our children here. We love where we live, and we love our lifestyle. And I hope that I can continue that prosperity that we have in Alaska when I get elected down and represent you in Juneau. I appreciate your vote, and I look forward to continuing to door knock for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Linda Zog.
Thank you. I'm Linda Zog, and I'm running for the State House in the Lower Hillside, which is District 30. I bring 30 years of law enforcement and corrections experience from across our state to the table. I am running for office because I believe we have important work to address in the areas of energy, education, and public safety. My experience tells me they are all tied together, and we cannot address one without addressing the other. We have all heard, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. We cannot continue to do the same thing over and over again and then wonder why we're getting the same results. It is time for us to move forward. I'm Linda Zog, and I would appreciate your support. I'm running for office to help make a difference.
Okay, it's the candidate question round, and we'll turn to Linda Zog first. It's your opportunity to ask the first question.
All right, thank you. Charisse, you cite your 3 years of working for the Alaska State Legislature is the reason to elect you. You were Vic Coring's chief of staff at the time he was taking bribes from Vico's Bill Allen. Did you not know what was going on, or were you being particularly attentive to your boss? I have a question on that. Why should the people in this particular district have confidence that you would be a better steward now than you were then?
Thank you for the question. Yes, I did work for him. In the 3 years that I worked for the legislature, I worked for Department of Administration, and I also worked for the Speaker's office. During that time, you're incredibly busy down in Juneau. I don't know if you've ever been down there, but the pace is extremely fast, and you're not catering to your boss. You're catering to the legislation that they're shepherding through the process. So I spent a lot of time working on legislation that was important to his constituents and answering constituent questions. I can be no more held accountable than you can for working for Frank Pruitt, who also spent some time, or Bill Weimer, or taking money from Bill Bobrick. So I think that people understand that you can't be held accountable for the people that you work for, that you're your own person, and you know, I don't know what else to tell you that other than that I will uphold integrity, I bring honesty and openness to the office, and I'm proud to be running for the legislature.
Okay. On Dan Fagan's radio show a couple months ago, you went on record as saying you would have voted against Governor Palin and the majority of the rest of the legislature from both parties when they voted for ACEs, the oil tax reform, and AGEA. Those positions are mirror images of what Vic Coring was supporting or trying to do for the oil industry. That's not really being a good steward. That's not taking care of Alaska. That's just more of the same.
Somewhere?
I was just responding.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, please.
I'm proud of my legislative experience down in Juneau. I think it's made me a well-rounded candidate. I have 25 years of private business experience in the airline industry where we were always trying to make a profit, struggling, balancing budgets, making sure that we were providing revenue to our shareholders. So I think that I provide a well-rounded, experienced person with my legislative background and my private sector background.
Okay, thank you very much. It's your opportunity to ask Linda Zog a question.
Linda, as a parent, one of the things that I was most disappointed in the legislature last session was that people from your party stopped the parental consent legislation from passing. I can't imagine my 12-year-old daughter or son having to face that type of medical decision without me there holding their hand by their side. Taking away parental rights is something that I'm very passionate about. And as a parent, I want to know how you would vote if that legislation came before you. Would you vote for the rights of the parents in District 30 and Alaska or not?
Well, let me just say, I'm pro-child, pro-family, and pro-choice. I do believe that children, young adults, need to have the support and encouragement of their parents. Your children are obviously very lucky. Not all kids have that option. I don't think that we should be passing legislation that requires even young adults to be forced to use one party or another for support. People need support when they're going through those difficult situations. And hopefully it would be their parents. But not everyone has that particular option.
As a parent, I can't imagine a 12-year-old child walking into any medical procedure without the support of their parent. I think that that is one of the fundamental things that we need to pass next session in the legislative session, to give parents that right and the ability to care for their children. And judicial bypass was part of that legislation for those children that didn't have those options, didn't have parents, or it was some type of violent act that caused that. So I think that that is a very important issue to our constituents, and I've listened to them and heard the families talk about they don't want their rights taken away. It's very important to them.
You have time for a response.
I understand how you feel about that. I still think that, you know, I would say pro-choice, pro-family, pro-child. You know,
okay.
I think it's important.
Thank you very much. It's my opportunity to ask a question, and I'll start with Charisse Millette. And the question is for both of you. Interest groups deserve to be heard in Juneau through their lobbyists. How do we ensure that they have a fair opportunity to be heard without getting undue influence?
I think the new ethics legislation that was passed last year with the complete ethics package that we now have in place will be the first step. The other thing is personal integrity. And, you know, you have an office down in Juneau, and you're tasked to listen to everybody that comes through your door. You have email. You have an open policy. And I think that's how you restore the trust in people when it comes to undue influence. It's a personal responsibility that you have to take serious and you have to be aware of.
Linda Zog?
I agree. I think you've got a responsibility to listen to everyone who comes through your door. I think you have to be open and above board with those conversations. I think one of the things that we try and avoid is the closed-door meetings that we've had down there in Juneau. We need to give people an opportunity to be heard.
Cam, I'll start with you this time. What are the potential consequences for Alaskans, for your constituents, or potential constituents of the stock market meltdown and the housing crisis?
Well, as you may know, that I am a realtor. The housing market
didn't
here.
Didn't mean to make it personal.
Yeah, okay. The housing market here isn't quite as bad as it is down below, but I think we have maybe the ability to weather it just a little bit here. We're looking at a lot of growth getting ready to take place. I mean, we have the gas line moving forward. We have a lot of the alternative energy stuff moving forward. All of those will help with the economy and help with the ability to buy a home.
Charisse Millette?
I think we have a healthy economy also. I'm very optimistic about the way Alaska has protected itself. We have a very optimistic future coming up with the gas line, and I think people are worried about it. I think banks are worried about it. It's made the awareness level of lending in Alaska much higher. I think it will keep us from making those national mistakes that have been made on a national scale.
Thank you very much. We'll now go to the closing statements, and you have the opportunity to go first.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure walking door to door and visiting with all of you. It's been great to run into some of my old high school friends at the door and to have people supporting me and calling for yard signs. And I really want to take this time to tell you thank you very much for your support. And I hope on November 4th you'll consider voting for me. I'll bring openness, honesty, integrity, private sector, and legislative background. I'll be thinking about you every day and every decision that I make in the legislature. Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Thank you very much. Linda Zog, you have the last word.
Thank you. I'm Linda Zog. I'm running for the State House, Lower Hillside, District 30. I was born and raised in Alaska. My family has been here for the last four generations. I've been living in this district since 1991, when I came to Anchorage as the superintendent of the 6th Avenue Correctional Center. For the last 5 years since I retired, I've been employed as a small business owner and a realtor. I believe we are entering another one of those exciting periods in Alaska's history where what we do now, today, will shape the course of our future for years to come. I'm running for office because I would like to be part of the team that helps shape the course for Alaska. Once again, I'm Linda Zog. I'm running for the State House in the Lower Hillside District 30. I would very much appreciate your vote November 4th. Thank you.
And thank you.